Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Good day indeed. It is a pretty day in some parts of the region. We've got some sunshine out there, but there's also a little bit of cloudiness, and it's still, it's cold out there. You know, the temperatures are running mostly single digits and some teens across a big part of the region, with those teens reaching all the way down into the Tennessee River Basin, just downright nippy. And this is just the beginning. We're going to see this cold surge continue as we go through this next 7 to 8 or 9 days. And the coldest air will probably show itself as we get into the middle part of next week, in fact, middle to latter part of the week. At that time, we may actually see freezes on the Gulf of Mexico coast. We may see freezes in Florida citrus country. And most of our soft wheat areas right here in the Midwest will likely endure some very chilly temperatures. We're going to see two waves of bitter cold across the region. The first is going to occur as we get into Sunday morning. This will likely bring us some positive and negative single-digit readings from southern Iowa and northern Missouri eastward into parts of Ohio. Now, that happens to correspond really well with the snow line that right now runs from extreme northern Missouri into parts of southwestern Ohio. Most of the areas that have some snow on the ground will probably be those areas that get temperatures near and slightly below zero. We expect positive single-digit readings to occur in most of those snow-free areas. The bottom line is I think our wheat crop will probably come through this without a great deal of concern. But if temperatures end up a degree or two colder than expected, we could have a little bit of injury to some of the crop, especially in Missouri where we've seen the most warmth here in the past couple of weeks. Well, precipitation-wise, we're not expecting a lot of big storms coming across the region anytime real soon, but we do have a lot of small disturbances that will bring some light snowfall to portions of the region. The first disturbance that's going to come across the region will impact areas primarily in the Great Lakes region. This will occur tonight and into the morning tomorrow. It is not likely to be a huge event, but there is going to be a little bit of snow that will work its way south of the Great Lakes into Indiana and parts of Ohio. And that's really an important event, even though it will cause a little bit of disruption to travel across the region. It will improve snow cover across portions of central and southern Indiana and southwestern Ohio, where we don't have much, if any, snow on the ground, and will also help to deepen some of the snow that's scattered across the rest of those two states. Illinois, though, will likely see only a dusting of snow when that system comes through and not likely to change the overall bottom line to the snow-free conditions that are fairly common across the region. The second disturbance that will come into the area will occur after Sunday morning's very cold temperatures, and we'll expect to see a light snow event come through the western Corn Belt, extending from Minnesota down into Kansas and Missouri, and this will occur as we go through Sunday afternoon and Sunday night into Monday morning. This system is not going to have a lot of moisture to work with, so a dusting upwards to an inch or two of snow will likely occur most often. If anyone's going to see greater amounts of snowfall, it'll probably be central Missouri, where we get a little closer to the Gulf of Mexico moisture source. Otherwise, the eastern part of the Midwest won't see a lot of precipitation with that event. After that, we'll see the second surge of bitter cold settling into the region. A little bit of snow flurry and snow shower activity will occur as we move from Monday into Wednesday of next week. And the coldest air will probably be around Tuesday and Wednesday. The cold air down in Florida that I mentioned for citrus country and the Gulf Coast region will likely occur Wednesday into Friday of next week. Hard red winter wheat country is not going to be included in this bitter cold event, although there will be some single-digit readings in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, but there will be no reason to be concerned about any kind of serious crop damage in the areas in the western and southernmost parts of wheat country there, where temperatures earlier this month were in the 60s, 70s, and even some lower 80s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.